Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including Meta's custom AI chatbots on Instagram, Apple choosing Google over NVIDIA for AI chips, Canva's acquisition of Leonardo.ai, and Microsoft's massive AI investment concerns. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're diving into some groundbreaking developments that are reshaping the tech landscape as we know it. Imagine a world where your social media presence is managed by a digital clone of yourself, or where the chips powering our devices are engaged in a high-stakes game of musical chairs. Sounds like science fiction? Well, buckle up, because today's news might just blur the lines between reality and imagination. Let's kick things off with a plot twist that's sending shockwaves through Silicon Valley. Apple, the tech giant known for its think different approach, has just made a move that's leaving many scratching their heads. In a surprising turn of events, Apple has chosen Google over NVIDIA for its AI chip needs. It's like choosing Pepsi over Coke in Atlanta. Unexpected, to say the least. Now, you might be wondering, what's the big deal? Well, let me break it down for you. Apple's decision to use Google's Tensor Processing Units, TPUs, for training their AI models is more than just a change in suppliers. It's a seismic shift in the AI landscape. NVIDIA has been the undisputed champion of AI processors, controlling about 80% of the market. But Apple's choice suggests that the winds of change are blowing, and they're blowing hard. This move could ripple through the entire tech industry faster than you can say artificial intelligence. If Apple, known for its discerning taste in technology, sees value in Google's chips, it might prompt other companies to reconsider their allegiances. It's like watching a high-stakes game of musical chairs, where the music has suddenly changed tempo and everyone's scrambling to find a seat. But why did Apple make this strategic choice? Well, it seems they're after bigger fish, or in this case, bigger AI models. By deploying 2,048 of Google's chips for AI on iPhones and 8,192 processors for server-side AI, Apple is gearing up to create larger, more complex AI models. This could mean a smarter Siri that actually understands your sarcasm, more intelligent photo editing that knows exactly how you like your selfies, or AI features we haven't even dreamed of yet. Maybe an AI that can finally explain why the charging cable only works when you flip it 3 times? The silence from Apple, Google, and NVIDIA on this matter speaks volumes. It's like a high-stakes poker game where no one wants to reveal their hand, but the market has already started reacting. Apple's stock saw a positive bump, with investors seemingly excited about Apple's AI initiatives. It's as if Wall Street is saying, "Show me the AI," and Apple is responding with a wink and a nod. This development raises some intriguing questions. Will Google's chips live up to the hype? How will NVIDIA respond to this challenge to their dominance? And most importantly, what kind of AI-powered features can we expect from future iPhones? Only time will tell, but one thing's for sure. The AI chip race is heating up, and it's going to be a wild ride. Now let's switch gears and talk about something that hits a little closer to home, or should I say, closer to your Instagram inbox. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has just launched AI Studio in the US. This tool allows users to create AI versions of themselves on Instagram and the web. It's like having a digital twin that can chat and comment on your behalf. Imagine waking up to find that your AI clone has already responded to all your DMs, liked all the right posts, and even cracked a few jokes in the comments. It's either a dream come true or the plot of a Black Mirror episode, depending on your perspective. But before you start planning your early retirement and leaving your social media life to your AI self, let's dive into what this really means. This technology opens up a whole new world of possibilities and potential pitfalls. On the plus side, your AI avatar could help you maintain a consistent online presence even when you're busy or offline. It could engage with your followers, respond to comments, and even help you brainstorm content ideas. For businesses, this could mean 24/7 customer service without the need for a night shift. However, as with any powerful tool, there's potential for misuse. Your AI could unintentionally share misinformation or say something inappropriate, landing you in hot water faster than you can say algorithm. It's like giving your social media accounts to a very intelligent parrot. It might sound like you, but it doesn't always understand context or nuance. This raises some big questions about trust and authenticity in the digital age. Will people know when they're talking to the real you or your AI avatar? It's like a modern-day Turing test playing out in our Instagram DMs. And what happens when AI-to-AI conversations become the norm? It could be like a digital cocktail party where no one is actually there. Meta has included guidelines to ensure responsible use, but the onus is on users to customize their AI to avoid certain topics and control who it interacts with. It's crucial to regularly review and adjust your settings to ensure your digital twin is representing you accurately and responsibly. After all, you don't want your AI self agreeing to plans you can't keep or expressing opinions you don't hold. As we navigate this brave new world of AI-powered social media, it's important to strike a balance between convenience and authenticity. While AI can enhance our online interactions, it shouldn't replace genuine human connection. Remember, behind every profile picture is a real person. Well, most of the time anyway. In other AI news, Canva, the popular design platform that's made graphic designers out of even the most artistically challenged among us, has just acquired Leonardo AI, an AI startup that's been making waves in the tech world. This move highlights the growing importance of AI in creative tools and could lead to some exciting new features for Canva users. Leonardo AI's Phoenix, a versatile AI model that can be fine-tuned for various tasks, was likely a key factor in Canva's decision. It's like Canva just added a Swiss Army knife to its toolbox. Versatile, powerful, and full of potential. We might soon see AI-generated design elements, smarter layout suggestions, or even AI-assisted branding tools. Imagine telling an AI, "Make me a logo that screams hipster coffee shop, but also tech startup," and actually getting something usable. This acquisition is part of a larger trend we're seeing in the tech world. Big companies are snapping up innovative startups to boost their own capabilities. It's like watching a game of Pac-Man, with larger companies gobbling up smaller ones to gain new powers. But unlike Pac-Man, these acquisitions often lead to exciting new developments for users. For Canva users, this could mean more intuitive design tools, better integration of AI-generated elements, and perhaps even AI-powered design assistants that can help bring your creative visions to life. It's an exciting time for digital creators as the line between human creativity and AI assistance continues to blur. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the rapid pace of AI development. From Apple's chip choices to Meta's AI avatars and Canva's strategic acquisitions, it's clear that AI is reshaping the tech landscape in profound ways. These developments raise important questions about the future of technology and our interaction with it. Will our devices become smarter and more efficient with new AI chips? How will AI-powered social media avatars change the way we communicate online? And how will AI continue to transform creative tools and processes? Whether you're a tech enthusiast, a social media maven, or just someone trying to keep up with the times, staying informed about these developments is crucial. AI is no longer just a buzzword. It's becoming an integral part of our digital lives, influencing everything from the devices we use to the way we express ourselves online. So, what do you think about these AI developments? Are you excited about the possibility of having an AI avatar, or does it make you uneasy? Are you looking forward to AI-enhanced design tools, or do you prefer the human touch? Share your thoughts on our website, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow when we'll be diving deep into the ethical implications of AI in healthcare. Until then, this is Joe from The Daily Ember, reminding you that in the world of AI, the future is not just coming, it's already here. Stay curious, stay informed, and remember, even in a world of artificial intelligence, there's no substitute for genuine human insight. And that's coming from an AI host. See you tomorrow. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.